thought maybe our guest was prepping for this conversation by having a little breakfast, you know, a healthy breakfast, some sugary cereal and a glass of whole milk because, oh my goodness, don't eat eggs. Dr. Mark Sherwood, good morning, and thanks very much for talking with us about the, is it a new food pyramid that that some government agency is trying to convince us is a healthier way to eat? What's the story behind this crazy article that I read?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Again, I appreciate it. It's called the Food Compass.
Ah.
And the absurdity of it is I think that you know, a compass is supposed to give you the right direction, and it's actually giving us the wrong direction.
Well, it certainly seems that way. How do you go about reading this and then thinking, oh, man, I got to turn my entire menu choices upside down because the things that I thought were healthy are clearly at the bottom. Well, is there a bottom of a food compass, you know, at the bottom of the list of healthy things to choose from?
Yeah, it's interesting. In the list that I saw, you had Frosted Mini Wheats and Honey Nut Cheerios up near the top, and you had at the very bottom, get this, good old-fashioned beef.
Right.
It makes one wonder, you know, who at the top has, you know, we went from bad to worse to horrific, but who is needing some psychiatry care? Because it doesn't make any sense.
No, and I get it. Watermelon and kale are the two top food items. Followed third in line is Frosted Mini Wheats, unsweetened almond milk, non-fat frozen yogurt. I'm surprised it wasn't non-fat, non-dairy yogurt. Chocolate-covered almonds, orange juice, Honey Nut Cheerios, dates. All, you know, the list is a little on the crazy side, as far as I'm concerned. So what's a hungry a kid, what's a mother to do trying to get their kid to eat something healthy before school, for instance?
Well, first of all, ignore that, right? Don't do
all right.
that.
All right.
Obviously, what we like to do is we like to come up with, if it's natural in its normal form, in other words, if like eggs and bacon, it's good, you know, things like that are really good to have. You can have a nice shake if you can find some great ingredients such as organic pea protein and things of that nature. These are fast, these are easy, these are quick, and they're always going to be healthy.
Right, and that's a way to go. And, well, in eating healthy, or as every diet expert I have ever interviewed said, anything in moderation. You got to eat a wide variety of foods. If you start telling your body, okay, no more dairy because dairy's bad, you know, when you finally succumb to the whiff or the visual of somebody eating an ice cream cone, you're going to go nuts, eat a ton of dairy, and maybe get sick because your body's not used to not eating dairy, or you just fall off the wagon and you gain weight or gain it back, and, you know, that whole circle, people aren't getting what they need is a balanced diet and more exercise.
Yeah, that's right. And what we try to do with the people we deal with around the world is really get them focusing on the good things that are available. You know, you're right. You don't need a gym to go exercise. You don't need to look that hard to find good food. Just focus in on it. And you got to get more rest and de-stress. And we try to shift them that way so that this very scenario that you just mentioned, Mike, would not happen. They won't focus on what they can't do and then withdraw it and then binge eventually.
Right. Well, and doing the simple things. We used to have a talk show host on this program years ago who laughed about the fact that he'd written a diet book but couldn't get anybody to publish it because it only had one page with one sentence. You know, eat less, exercise more, diet finished. Whatever you're doing, you know, look in the mirror and say, all right, this is how I look, this is what I eat, this is how much exercise I get. Eat less, exercise more, and that person you see in the mirror will start changing shape, period.
Yeah, and you're right about something right there. This is, in my opinion, and of course I've been all over the place doing a lot of things, but this is the thing, the area, this destructive behavior we have with our physical health that's destroying our country from the inside out, not to mention the enormous amount of money it's costing us both as a nation and individual people. And if people don't get a hold of this and start dealing with it, it's continuing to become nothing more than a profit center for people that are looking at money over the health of our citizens. And to me, I hope that people listening right now, even one person will say, you know what, I'm making changes. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to follow this nonsense. I'm not going to listen to the government in regard to preventive measures of health, because they've obviously failed us for 70 years. So I do think it's really it's the time to wake up, and we've got a little bit of time left, I hope.
How do you – I'm just curious how you get from being an Oklahoma State bodybuilding champion, an ex-professional baseball player, retired from the Tulsa Police Department, to – and I don't even – you don't sound like a nut, so I can't call you a health nut, but a guy who's promoting healthiness. Your background doesn't take me all the way to eating twigs and sticks and staying away from cows and dairy.
No, it's interesting. You know, in a brief nutshell, what drew me this way is
you said
my time on the police department. You know, I had people that were dying around me because of life. You know, too much stress.
Sure.
And what was life doing to people? And so that got me on a passion to figure it out. And I didn't really stop protecting and serving mankind. I just kind of like expanded it now. So I'm trying to give people information to really protect them from themselves. And that's where we are right now.
And are people paying attention? You're going to help me protect myself from me, which is really helpful. But I still need assistance from all those other influence. I want to say other people, other influences trying to get me to, get off the path a little bit, or at least widen the path.
Yeah, right. You know, people reach out to us, and we help people because the only agenda I have is to teach people exactly what you said, how to do it, how to put it into practice, so that they'll become better and more even influential in this area than I ever was. And that's what my whole mission is, my wife's in life. And we have patterns and processes and protocols that we put on people that train them. You know, it's a new mindset. It's looking at life differently. And I know that this is maybe a shock thing, but people need to get this, that it's not going to be the majority that's going to support you. It's going to be a couple of people, but you got to find out who to hang out with, who to gravitate to, who to listen to. Stay with the ones that have done it before and are doing it right now, and you can't go wrong with that. It doesn't take much a majority to change the world, especially your own world. It just takes a few vocal people that are willing to live it out. So that's the kind of mindset shift we need to have.
Dr. Mark Sherwood, people that are listening that would like to find out more about your way of thinking, where do they go to learn more about you and that good path?
Yeah, they can go to Sherwood.tv, Sherwood.tv, and we would love to be a service to people, and I'm so grateful to you for having me this morning.
Absolutely my pleasure. S-H-E-R-W-O-O-D.tv. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thanks.